We present Derek Nimmer, Clement Freud, Peter Jones, and Andre Melle in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you. Thank you very much, hello, and welcome to Just a Minute. And once again, I will ask four keen and regular competitors of our game to speak, if they can, for 60 seconds on some unlikely subject without hesitation, without repetition, and without deviating from the subject on the card. And we'll begin the show this week with Andre Melle. Andre, welcome back to that fourth chair. And the subject is concealing the body. And would you talk on that 60 seconds, starting now?
Concealing the body is not something that people go in for much these days with streakers and all that. But I conceal my body most of the time, and that's because I'm always frozen. Even as a child, I used to wear leggings, knicker linings, knickers, vests, liberty bodies.
Derek Nimmer has challenged you.
A pair of knickers.
So what is the challenge?
Repetition. Knicker lining, knicker elasticals. I mean, knicker something.
Is it knicker lining and knickers?
Quite
one is plural and the other one might be hyphenated. I don't know. It's sort of an old-fashioned thing. I'm not sure. So I disagree with your challenge. And, Andre, you have a point for an incorrect challenge, so you keep the subject and you continue. There are 44 seconds left, concealing the body, starting now.
My grandmother, who would be about 110 if she were alive today, used to say, gentlemen's arrangements are not pretty. And I think that she really had a bit of a good point there, because it's clothes that make people so sexy.
Derek Nimmer has challenged.
Deviation, it was her grandfather who had a very good point.
You've made a very good point, but you haven't made enough of a point to get a point. So Andre Melle keeps the subject, and there are 29 seconds on concealing the body. Andre, starting now.
Those dresses, which go right up to the neck and down to your heels, and then show a completely nude back. That's what I think's really attractive, don't you? And men's clothes today are so lovely.
Derek Nimmer for
hesitation.
Yes,
I agree with the hesitation, Derek. So you have 17 seconds left. You gained a point for a right challenge. Concealing the body, starting now.
A deep freezer in Rillington Place will be an ideal place to conceal the body.
And Clement Freud got in first.
Repetition of place.
Yes, it was. And there are 11 seconds left, Clement. You've got a point. The subject, which is concealing the body, starting now.
The normal methods of concealing a body consist of shoes, socks, suspenders, pants, trousers, shirts.
Peter Jones has challenged.
You can't conceal a body with suspenders.
Absolutely. If you didn't
conceal a portion of the body with suspenders, and I think that's...
No, because it's already concealed if you wear trousers.
Short trousers.
But he put the suspenders...
You couldn't wear suspenders with short trousers.
But,
well, I have
Peter,
little sartorial
he
taste,
did actually
but,
put
well,
the...
I can see that. But I want to get into a commanding lead, and I feel entitled to make this protest.
As chairman, I also have to try as far as possible...
But is there no court of appeal? I mean, it's monstrous that you're having people's whole careers depend on this sort of decision that you're making now.
I'm sorry if your whole
career... I don't want to appear an idiot, you know.
But he did. I was trying to say, Clement Freud put the suspenders on before the trousers, so even your further point would not be valid. And you tried very hard, Peter, and we enjoyed it, but there are 2 seconds left with Clement Freud on concealing the body starting now.
Concealing the body on the part of...
End of the first round, Clement Freud, speaking when the whistle went, gained, of course, the extra point, and he has taken a very definite lead. Derek, would you take the next round? The subject is Taurus. Just a minute with you now, starting now.
Taurus the bull, a sign of the zodiac, coming from legend, of course, the great white bull that went after some old bird. What?
Clement Freud is challenged.
Repetition of that word.
Yes.
The bull.
Yes. And, Clement, a correct challenge, a point to you, and there are 52 seconds now. Taurus, starting now.
This is an astrological sign about which I know a great deal because I happen to have been born on the 24th of April and am therefore a Taurian and would be very happy to receive birthday cards next year on the appropriate date. Taurus is from the 21st of April.
Peter Jones has challenged.
Repetition of April.
Yes, you were right, Peter. And, 34 seconds on Taurus, starting now.
Taurus are what is wrong with London. There are far too many of them. All all over the underground. You can't get into the museums or onto the buses, into the trains even. And on the pavements, they're rubbernecking their way past the Horse Guards Parade, Buckingham Palace, Trafalgar Square, Leicester...
Oh, dear. Andre, you challenged.
Well, I hesitated.
Yes, I'm afraid there was out of the other square. Andre, you have 12 seconds now. The subject is Taurus, and you begin now.
The only Taurus I know is one of those very obnoxious, rather trendy children who's doting parents.
Clement Freud has challenged.
Deviation, she knows me.
Very good challenge. He's very clear he is a Taurus. So, Clement, I agree with your challenge. You have 6 seconds on the subject starting now.
Among other Taurians, Her Majesty...
Derek Nimmer has challenged.
Repetition of Taurian.
Of course, no, Derek.
No,
and
no.
You have 4 seconds
no,
for
no,
Taurus.
No, I didn't say Taurian. I said Taurian. I said it makes me a Taurian earlier. This time...
What did you
I
say?
Was going to... Among other Taurians. And I was going to mention...
Oh, it's a quibble. The audience applause tells me without any doubt they agree with Derek's challenge, and he has 4 seconds. I'll have to put it to you with this disagreement.
Oh, just give it to me, you know.
Derek, 3 seconds. Taurus, starting now.
Europa was the bird that he was after, and when he turned himself back, then he was Zeus.
At the end of that round, Derek Nimmer spoke when the whistle went. He gained the extra point. He's equaled Andre Merry in second place, but Clement Freud is still in the lead. And Clement, your turn to begin. The subject, planning. Can you talk on that now for just a minute, starting now?
If you're planning a Taurian, it is very important to start in about August, because otherwise you wouldn't have a hope in hell of achieving it. Now, a Taurian is born...
Peter Jones has challenged.
The repetition of Taurian.
What are you saying? Why is it not correct?
I used it in the plural the first time. This time.
Well, it makes life so difficult if you play it like that.
Yes.
And boring. Rather too much bull
because
for me.
And bully for you, Peter. I didn't hear you. That's all I can say.
Commanding lead.
I didn't hear you say it last time, so I'm going to do the same with Peter as I did with Derek Nimmo. Give him the subject and say there are 46 seconds on planning, Peter, starting now.
Planning is an interesting thing if you're going on a holiday. Very important, really, though I do tend myself to act on the spur of the moment, not poring over maps and timetables and getting on the phone to travel agents, but rather packing my little suitcase and hobbling off down the street, getting onto a bus and going I know not where, perhaps with any luck, to a railway station. What time is it? And then, when I'm there, I choose one of these marvelous long conveyances driven by diesel engines, clamber aboard, having purchased a ticket beforehand, and go to some seaside resort. With any luck at all, it could be...
Repetition of luck.
Ah.
What did you get? Did I say luck
before?
We
liked it so much. You're rotten, you spoiled it.
It's in the corner.
Anyway, I would have thought that was the absolute antithesis of planning, actually, Peter, but we loved it.
Oh, Derek yes, it
Nimmer
was,
got
actually,
in
yes.
with 1.5 seconds to go. He has a point. Ah, oh, you rotten thing. 1.5 seconds, Derek, on planning starting now.
I'm planning to help Peter James' career.
Peter Jones, it's your turn to begin. And the subject is making the whole thing worthwhile. You could probably say the same as you just said before on the last subject.
Yeah,
but will you try and say something different and start now?
Making the whole thing worthwhile is having an effect, achieving something so that you feel at the end of it stimulated or possibly purged.
Derek Nimmer has challenged.
Hesitation.
Yes, I have to agree and tell you, Derek, that you have a point and 47 seconds on making the whole thing worthwhile starting now.
Making the whole thing worthwhile for me is helping Peter Jones' career. So I will now stop.
Clement Freud challenge. So
well, he's beaten me.
Clement Freud, what is your challenge?
Hesitation.
And you're absolutely right. And you had a point, it's correct. And there are 40 seconds on making the whole thing worthwhile starting now.
For me, making the whole thing worthwhile is receiving the approbation of the audience when I talk for 60 seconds without hesitation, deviation, or repetition on subjects of pith and interest, moment and compulsion. I open my mouth and close it, teeth flash, my eyes shine, and the laughter of the good people in the Playhouse Theater holds me riveted to my seat as I press my button with my right hand. My left foot shakes from one side to the other, and the floor capitulates while the audience cascades.
Derek Nimmo's done it again. What's the challenge?
Repetition of audience. The audience play has
said it. Derek Nimmo got in with some 4 seconds to go. Yes, some of us. Making the whole thing worthwhile, Derek, starting now.
Making the whole thing worthwhile for me is to be able to come here tonight and look at the smiling faces.
Derek Nimmo was again speaking when the whistle went. He's increased his lead at the end of that round. Clement Freud in second place, Andre Melle and Peter Jones just in third. Andre, your turn to begin. The subject is how to get some. That's what Ian Messler's thought of. We'd like you to talk on it if you can for 60 seconds starting now.
I've always found that the best way to get some, if it's in very short supply and other people want it too, is to be completely frank and open. Sooner or later someone will respond and give you some. The other day, it was impossible.
Clement Freud has challenged.
Hesitation.
Yes, right, Clement. There are 38 seconds left, Clement. How to get some starting now?
I think one of the great things about this country in which we live is that now there is no one who should be unable to get some. If you're without it, if you're short, if you're taken, perhaps...
Derek Nimmo.
He was taken, hesitated.
Yeah. Well, taken. He had four ifs. Derek, there are 21 seconds on how to get some starting now.
Well, I'm determined to get some tonight, actually. As soon as I get out of this theatre, I'm going to be looking for it. My goodness, I'll be roaming them down, wandering around. Down the street, I'll go along the mall, through Leicester Square and Trafalgar Ditto, just to say, repeatedly, I'm going to get and when I arrive, I'll see that great column thing at the end, with that distinguished admiral on the top.
Peter Jones, a challenge, sure.
Repetition.
Of what?
Well, you said ditto. I mean, that's the same as saying...
But he went down the Mall to Leicester Square, which is completely...
Well, that was devious, I know.
Yeah. Yes. So, Derek Nimmo was helping you by saying that.
Was
and,
he?
Which he's been wanting to do all through
this
session.
Yes.
So you have 7 seconds, Pete, on how to get some, starting now.
Well, I am one of the people who happen to know how to get some, but I'm damned if I'm going to tell anybody here.
Herman Freud has challenged.
Did I?
Yes.
I think I just woke up.
Well, he was surprised
you've
gone to sleep.
I'm very sorry.
Well, he was saying it extremely well and the audience were enjoying it.
Oh, good.
Peter Jones, you have 2 seconds. No, 1 second left on how to get some starting now.
Work at it.
Peter Jones was then speaking when the whistle went, so he has moved forward rapidly and overtaken Andre, but he's only in third place, alas. Derek Nimmo still in the lead, and Derek, your turn to begin. What I do with it is the follow-up subject. So you've told us how you get some, now tell us if you can what I do with it. Just a minute, starting now.
What I do with it is the question. Well, I generally put it with gin and call it ditto and it. I put a slice of lemon on the top of it and squash it down my throat because I do sometimes put too much of the citrus fruit in with it. Other times, when I go round, as I said, I came to after the program tonight.
Andre Melle.
Two times there.
Mm. Yes, sometimes.
Yes, absolutely, right. My goodness me, yes. Right.
Andre, 40 seconds, what I do with it, starting now.
What I do with it is pretend it's not there. Sometimes in the middle of the floor, on the kitchen, I say to the rest of the family, how did it get there? Who's responsible? And nobody owns up, not the dog, cat, children, husband, anybody. So I go about my business. I get the breakfast, cornflakes.
Derek,
having trouble with that cornflakes.
There are 21 seconds. What I do with it, Derek, starting now.
What I do with it, actually, is to take it with me, and when I arrive, I show it to the local populace, and they applaud me and say, we've never seen one of that size and magnitude. And they look at me with a kind of admiration that you would not believe, because...
Phraseology reminds us Kenneth Williams, then.
I was trying to do a Peter Jones, actually.
Oh. And, Clement Freud, will you begin the next round? How I avoid it. 60 seconds, starting now.
If you don't get any, and you don't know what to do with it, you are pretty well bound to pretend that you are avoiding it. And then you have to pretend... I said pretend before.
Yes,
I now challenge. Said pretend again. Did you challenge?
Yes, I did.
What so, for?
Pretend.
Ah.
49 seconds.
Good challenge.
Yeah.
Good challenge. It was a tough challenge. Yeah.
A very sincere challenge.
Was, yes.
And also an accurate one. Mm. How I avoid it, Andre, with you, 49 seconds, starting now.
Is not to say it again. Otherwise, you'll be challenged, and then you can't continue. It's extremely difficult, and I think we're all absolutely brilliant to be able to play this game at all. Not to deviate, hesitate, and, in fact, to avoid it.
Derek Nimmo challenged. Yes.
Hesitation. I have no reason at all. I withdraw my challenge. I actually made an absolute bog of it, you see, because I'm actually repeated the subject and you're allowed to do that, you see. So I'll pretend, I'll avoid it by pretending I didn't know what she was talking about, if you know what I mean.
Derek, you can't get out. It was a wrong challenge. Andre has another point, and there are 34 seconds on how I avoid it, Andre, starting now.
When somebody says, could you possibly lend me a fiver, I pretend to go absolutely deaf. That's a very good way of avoiding it. A lovely view. Have you seen it? I say, let's go to the edge of the cliff and look down and then up. Adieu, Nimmo.
Clement Freud is challenged.
Hesitation.
Yes, right, Clement. 20 seconds, how I avoid it, starting now.
Falling hair is best avoided by dodging. But there are all sorts of other means of getting away from subjects with which you pretend you want no contact.
Andre Merritt.
Can I have that pretend again?
Yes.
Done it again.
Yes. I did it for you.
You can have it again.
And
you can also have 9 seconds, which is all that's left. And that is how I avoid it, and you start now.
The thing to do, if you want to avoid it, is not to challenge, and then you won't have it.
And Clement Freud has challenged
it. Repetition of challenge. She was talking about winning and challenging.
Yes. Not challenge.
Challenge, she said. Challenge.
Did you say challenge before, Andre?
I don't think
you said it before. Anyway, to my memory, she didn't, so we have to go by the chairman's memory, however fragile it may be.
We've been here this long.
6 seconds, how I avoided Andre, starting now.
Jump high in the air. Then with any luck, you won't land.
Derek Nimmo's challenge.
Well, Derek Nimmo was up, and that was up, so two ups.
Yes, there's two ups. They were quite right, Derek. 4 seconds, how I avoid it, starting now.
Well, I don't often avoid it, but when I do, I find it frightfully difficult. I rather enjoy it, actually, because...
Derek Nimmo was then speaking when the whistle went. He's got another point. He's increased his lead. He's got 13, the mystical 13 there. And to some, unlucky to others. And Andre, your turn to begin. The subject is the old-fashioned look. Can you talk on that for just a minute, starting now?
The old-fashioned look doesn't really exist anymore because as soon as it's out, it comes in again. It's kind of instant nostalgia, very difficult to keep up with. 40s last month, 50s this, and don't know what will be.
Derek Nimmo has challenged.
Hesitation, I thought. No? Too tough?
No, a bit too tough. I don't think she really hesitated. No, Derek. 45 seconds for you to continue with the old-fashioned look, Andre, starting now.
What I do is wear my clothes for 10 years. They're bound to be in fashion at least twice, and that gets round the whole matter. There is, of course, another kind of old-fashioned look.
Clement Freud.
Repetition of course.
Yes, a tough one, but correct. So, Clement...
Only your memory against ours, isn't it?
Which is what it must always be. 36 seconds.
She hadn't actually said, of course, but I wondered how your memory was.
Like Russian roulette, isn't it, really?
All I can say is your memory must be very bad, because I heard her say, of course. And if you didn't hear her say it, then it must be an inspirational challenge. But as it was accurate, you get a point for it. And you take over the subject, and there are 36 seconds left, the old-fashioned look starting now.
When you looked at a barmaid in a particular sort of way, and she immediately dropped her décolleté dress and hiked up her socks. It used to be known as the old-fashioned look and was much appreciated in the latter part of the 19th century and a few years after that. I don't know what success was achieved because it never appears to me that ladies who serve or dispense drinks behind
Peter
counters...
Hesitation. Hesitated about 4 times. Ladies who... He repeated ladies, but he didn't hesitate.
No.
I thought he hesitated.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, he didn't hesitate, Peter, so that's your chance.
Well, I've got a pretty
incorrect.
Quick brain, I suppose. It just seemed to be hesitating to me. Because I was ahead of him
you
with the words.
You were probably there with him, and you hesitated in your mind with what he was thinking. 10 seconds, Peter. I'm sorry, Clement, on the old-fashioned look starting now.
If you walk down the King's Road, Chelsea, you will find a number of shops which actually trade in the old...
Clement Freud was then speaking when the whistle went. He has moved forward, but Derek Nimmo is still in the lead, and we must be approaching towards the end of this week's contest. And Clement, your turn to begin.
Oh,
the subject is making a collection. And this is the last round. You have a chance to win if you want. You're only 2 points behind. Just a minute, starting now.
The best sort of collection that I think anybody could make is one of stuffed cockatoos. It really isn't too difficult to corner the market. What you do is go from shop to emporium and ask the person, lady or gentleman behind the counter, whether perhaps...
Andre Melly.
Hesitation.
I agree, Andre, and you have a point, and you have 37 seconds left on making a collection starting now.
The kind of collection I make, though I don't really enjoy it, is in cups. That go in the fridge holding one egg yolk, a bit of fat, stock that never seems to get used and goes all furry. Those are the kind of things. I think many women perhaps do the same. And you cannot cure yourself of that.
Derek Nimmo has challenged.
Repetition of kind collection and kind.
Yes, and you are right, Derek, and you have 19 seconds on making a collection starting now.
I collect stuffed thrushes. And what I do is I go around from shop to emporium looking and seeing if they've got any of these little speckled birds in the window and say, what here, could I...
Clement Freud,
deviation.
Why?
A thrush isn't speckled.
It is.
The thrush...
Not
is.
When it's stuffed.
And molding.
That's right.
It's also a protected bird, and you're not allowed to sell them in shops or emporiums.
That would be deviation, but not on the speckle, because he has a lovely speckled breast. And
not after a couple of weeks in formaldehyde.
But you can still refer to him as a speckled creature. I disagree with the challenge, which was a good try. This is the last round. And no, Derek gets a point for an incorrect challenge. And he continues, and there are 7 seconds on making a collection, Derek, starting...
I would like to make a collection for the parson who is overpaid and overprivileged.
No, Clement Freud got in just before the whistle.
Repetition of over.
Yes, it's correct, Clement. Mm. And you have half a second on making a collection starting now.
Special.
Well, in spite of Clement Freud's last thrust there, speaking when the whistle went and a point just before, he again finished in second place. Andre Melle was in third place, Peter Jones just in fourth place. But once again, our winner this week by 2 clear points, Derek Nimmo. I hope you've enjoyed this edition of Just a Minute. From all of us here, goodbye.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by David Hatch.